I bid you grace and peace on this, the third Sunday of Advent, the Sunday when we traditionally celebrate the joy of the season. Now, we know that not everyone can be fully happy every minute of the Advent season. Sometimes hard feelings come up. Old memories, old losses are made themselves felt again. But remember, being happy and being joyful isn't the same thing. There's a way to have joy even in the midst of sorrow. And everything about this season invites us to joy, tries to invite us toward joy. The lights in the darkest time of the year, the parties, the food, the stories people tell, and of course the music of the season. This year we are celebrating the Sunday of Joy with a choir concert. We're going to have a full worship service sort of wrapped around the performance of the first part of Handel's oratorio, Messiah, the part that tells the story of Christmas, of the birth, the foretelling, and the birth of Christ. So we invite you to enjoy the season, to feel the joy of the season, and to participate in this worship service in that way. Good to see you here today. Good morning. I want to welcome you all to this service of worship and invite you afterwards to stay. We've got a big day today after worship. There's going to be coffee hour in the Welcome Center through the glass doors behind you. Grab a cup of coffee, some cookies, some crackers, some juice. But then by 11:30, we want you back in here for the Christmas Showcase. The children's and youth Sunday school programs are going to put on a telling of the Christmas story in their voice, in their way for us all. So invite you to come back in for that. And since we've already got you here, we're going to ask you to just stay seated a little while longer after that. We have a brief but very important church meeting to approve next year's budget and a couple of other important items that you see summarized in the bulletin. So we'll have you done by 12:30 or 1, and then there's more refreshments to follow, but we really want to encourage you to be part of the unfolding of these events this morning. Also want to especially welcome any of you who are visiting with us today and invite you, if you'd like to register your attendance with us by means of those vinyl pew pads in the pews. Now I invite you all to please stand as you're able, and we're going to sing together a hymn, a Christmas carol of telling the story of the holiday, number 170, It Came Upon a Midnight Clear.
Come on. Heavenly Father, how we bless and thanks you for the glad communication of great joy that were given to all people. Through the joy, the angels host so many years ago proclaim your greatness. Thank you for Jesus and the joy and the peace that overflow the hearts of all who have found in him the rock of their salvation. Today, we came here and we ask the joy that you will create for us. Therefore, please bless this worship will bring true joy for us. Help us to share this joy of knowing Jesus with those who you place in your path. We pray your joy will be present since throughout the world there may be many sorrows today. We pray that people who are experiencing suffering, sorrow, grief, and misery may experience your joy. We pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Now I want to invite the children to come forward and join me at the foot of the chancel so we can spend together a moment as children. Good morning. How are you all today? Good. I'm glad to hear that. I'm sure glad to see you all today. Hey, I wanted to ask you today about a very old-fashioned thing people used to say. They used to say, take comfort. Have you ever heard anyone say that? Take comfort. What do you suppose that means? Do you think it means take a nap? Sort of, but not exactly. Or maybe it means take a cookie? No. Although cookies can be kind of comfortable too. Do you know that word comfortable? What does that word mean? Yeah? To be relaxed or to be not worried. Like when your bed is so comfortable at night, you can get into bed and take a nap or go to bed and sleep all night without bad dreams. That's what take comfort means, is be relaxed, don't worry. And it means everything's going to be okay. Take comfort. Everything's going to be okay. And I'm telling you about this because one of the messages we get at Christmas time is take comfort. Everything's going to be okay. Jesus is coming, is going to be born, is going to show us how to love, is going to show us what God wants us to be like in our lives. So we don't have to worry about a lot of those things because Jesus is going to help us understand how to be good people. So take comfort. Now, at Christmas time, we sing lots of songs, right? We sing songs about joy to the world. You know that song? And you know that song, Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad. We sing that song, we're going to sing that next week. One of the songs we sing at Christmas time, one of my very favorite songs, is the one we're about to listen to. And it's not a song about Jesus is born. It's a song about take comfort, because everything's going to be okay. So we're going to sit here and listen to this song, and then we'll go off to Sunday school. And we're going to say that the song is our prayer. We're going to listen to the song as the song is our prayer, okay?
Thank you. I've been asked to say a few words about joy. Earlier this year, I came out as a transgender individual and have been transitioning, and that has brought me great joy. I was raised in an environment where people like me were not allowed to exist, and if we were acknowledged, we were something to be cured or fixed. So to rest in the knowledge that I get to be the person that God created me to be, that brings me great joy. So when you think about joy, I want you to think that you are all special and unique, and you get to be the person that God created you to be every day of your life. And I hope that that brings you joy.
Today's scripture lesson is Isaiah 40, 1 through 11, found on page 581 in the Pew Bible. Comfort, O comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and cry to her, that she has served her term, that her penalty is paid, that she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins. A voice cries out in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be lifted up, and every mountain and hill be made low. The uneven ground shall become level, and the rough places a plain. Then the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all people shall see it together. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken. A voice says, cry out. And I say, what shall I cry? All people are grass. Their constancy is like the flower of the field. The grass withers, the flower fades, when the breath of the Lord blows upon it. Surely the people are grass. The grass withers, the flower fades. But the word of our God will stand forever. Get you up to a high mountain, O Zion, herald of good tidings. Lift up your voice with strength, O Jerusalem, herald of good tidings. Lift it up, do not fear. Say to the cities of Judah, here is your God. See, the Lord God comes with might, and his arm rules for him. His reward is with him, and his recompense before him. He will feed his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs in his arms and carry them in his bosom and gently lead the mother sheep.
We say a colluci support to let us sit. Mamutoki, Mamutoki, Yipagil, Womurki. Tugas I see whether Katota Mutapa, Do Wa Yunusri Porki, Do Siba Ola, Atadita Ya Willi, Le Atadeba Pla Lee, Le Abali Takisa Le, Atadeba Hole, Yua Supuli. taglu sota le pa mgne ni kete kto ywa kle le mi ko sola ni ma lu kle mu de bo le pagasa agoni de ke kye kse ksu tamat thotho we kma thotho we do kye kse klo do ta sukhu ni kmata sukhu ni ta kma lope do ta aki kma bleto ki do alotho su lonu te pha kba khulo sa do ywa ala kpo ku phla do do kye ta nya khel kthi ba we tu pu kho lo agi di ywa atak ko kto ta lo tag taglu ni si kota teki do puasi yeba kota le minute mile kye tapi tanya ni mi nau mi o khele do kye ablu po do plopu di plopu ati po po aso ni khele nau mi o ni khitho kwi tio po ni lo ni lo be kwi we lo agidi ywa ata uthoba olo mi ma pa go mu mi no mi olo no mi o ni khitho kwi tio po ni lo ni lo be kwi mi pa ga sa aglu ka tha ni ko o we so we lo so lo tho lo kwa lo as heso tata ku kso su si yo daga wo le tho su kso tho adoku thu tho nak lu do ta agya ba kwa lo a heso tata ku kso su yin sli daga wo thu tho ot ke pri da de ge si le yu da we ta pha kwa kwa ti ka sa ni de ke kwa kwa ywa ke he do aso ko mo do asudu ko pa ta le agoda we lo kwa kwa abu le o do o do abu le ko we le me nya lo ke yi ke kwa aso te phu di pa kwa so to ga aso do ke te pho so pho te pha le asu do ke so o le asana pa pu do ke se ke yo ke yo so mu pa le adu o nu ni lo anu o nu ta lo
As we've done in the past, there's no sermon today, but I will be offering a few little reflections along the way on the music, on the words, and on their relationship to the scriptural message and the spirituality of the season. George Frederick Handel, this man who composed this piece, they said he wrote it in about 24 days, just over 3 weeks. It's over 3 hours long, the whole thing. And the legend is that he walked around the streets of London in prayer and meditation, and it just came to him as a spiritual revelation. Well, I don't know about that. In part because there's lots of other pieces that he wrote with equal haste. He worked very quickly in general. But when you look at the original manuscript online, you see the splotches and the blotches of the ink and places where he's crossed out, and I don't think any arrows quite the way we might do today, but lots of very hasty changes. And then you hear the music, you have to believe there's a kind of inspiration at work. And I wonder if that legend has any truth to it, what Handel was thinking about as he walked the streets of London. And I wonder whether it included the challenge and the promise that we've heard in all of the texts of the Advent this season. He starts Messiah at the same place that we start our Advent, in those scary stories about the end times, about the apocalypse, which are really, in a lot of ways, stories about the brokenness of the world and the depth of sin and how dangerous and messed up things can be. And for Handel, always, when we're dealing with that, we also, the challenge of things, we also remember the promise as well, that God rules, that victory is at hand. And that tension is here in this next part we're going to listen to, the tension between the challenge and the promise. The words of these next pieces are in ways terrifying. This is what God says, the words go. In just a little while, I'm going to shake everything up. The heavens, I'll shake them, and the earth and the seas and everything. And who of you will stand before me when I come in righteousness? Because I'm like a furnace that refines iron. Because I'm like a metal rod that you use to shatter, to break apart the defective pots that come out of the kiln. Terrifying words, but you still hear in the music something else too. The music reminds us of the hand of the Creator. This is not music as scary as it is, and you'll hear the shaking, shake, right in the way he sings it. You'll hear the shaking of the earth. But it's also a music not of chaos, not of threat, but also of order and of balance and of control. It's a music that in the music itself you can see there is a Creator at work, that even the most terrifying moments are governed by a Creator, and that that promise is still in play, and that God is still in charge. And so even in this terrifying song, you can still hear words of comfort.
ตาตุวิตาเซตโนโนนีดอตุเกทอกีตาปายูปาโปดอตุตีโนทอกีตาตุมูตาตุตุมูตาตุมูปัสสนากีรอโปเอคริโพติติภาเลอตุวิตาเซเลตุเลตะโนโนตาตุวิตาเซติติภายนีดอเกทอกีตาคูตาโพดอตาตุกุตาคูโนโนนีรอดับลู
prayers for the family of Janet Murphy in this time of incredible grief and suffering two losses. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayers.
Yes, Terry. Prayers for healing mercies for Terry as he recovers from a liver transplant. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayers.
Yes, Becca.
Two colleagues, Katie and Clark, who unexpectedly lost their mothers in the last 2 weeks. So prayers for them to feel what they're feeling and find some peace and joy.
Prayers for your colleagues, Katie and Clark, that they may feel God's presence both in the highs and the lows of grief in losing their mothers unexpectedly. Lord, in your mercy. Yes.
I have some prayers for Molly. She had a medical emergency this week and a foot ulcer just overnight erupted to a really bad infection. They're going to have to take her right foot. But before that happens, there may be several vascular surgeries to make sure the blood flow is okay. She has a good team at Northwestern, but it's involving a lot of people. And not only prayers for her, but her team, because there's some conflicting opinions. They have to balance a lot of things that I won't go into, but it's just the decisions are critical. And it's a real balancing act of doing things extremely fast and also waiting. And just prayers for her.
Prayers for our beloved sister Molly in this time of this terrible medical journey as she faces many surgeries, and prayers for her team that they may have wisdom to care for her and walk with her. And prayers for you as you walk through this with the woman that you love. Lord, in your mercy. Yes, David.
I want to offer the prayer of joy that I have my parents visiting me from the other side of the lake, Ron and Mary Gregg. And so say hi to them or don't, you know, as you prefer. But whatever good things I've done, it's them. The bad things are my fault.
So, joys at family reunions. We are so thankful to have you here today with us. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayers.
Yes, Kate.
It's also always a joy to see our college students come home at Christmas.
Amen.
Amen. So, prayers, wonderful to see you and all of the other students who are returning at this time of year. Yes, Mia. Mia and Cameron and all of the others. Lord, in your mercy. Hear our prayers. Prayers for Dee Ballard on this difficult health road, that she may find healing mercies. Lord, in your mercy. Let us all, I would ask you to join me in a spirit of prayer. God, we come together on this day where we remember the joy of Christmas and the joy that being on this road of discovering each day how to walk with you and finding your love. And sometimes that joy feels impossible, Lord, on this road of having bodies that are frail and fragile and that break down and that face unexpected pains. God, be with all those who are suffering in the body and in the soul today. May they feel the comfort of your steadfastness, But even for those today for whom joy is far off, may they find a light at the end of the road that guides them through times of difficulty, roads that wind in unexpected ways, unanticipated pains and losses. For those who grieve, Lord, for those who suffer, for those who fear, we lift them up in your light and remember them, our brothers and sisters and siblings, in a special way on this morning. And we close this time with the words that your Son taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
So make no mistake, this oratorio, Handel's Messiah, is an evangelistic text in the best sense of the word. That's not a word I use very often because it's often so misunderstood. People hear the word evangelism and they think it means recruitment. They think it means proselytizing or making converts like so many tick marks on a scorecard. The true meaning of the word evangelism is to proclaim the good news. God will convert whoever God wants to convert. God will transform hearts. Our job is to proclaim the good news in public, in as loud and articulate and artful a way as we are called. And that is what Handel is trying to do. He's not telling the Christmas story here. He's proclaiming the good news of the fulfilled promise that one is coming who will reveal the nature of God's love in our world. Take comfort, he says. Don't be afraid, he says. Christ is coming, and Christ has come, and Christ will be raised, and we will participate in the resurrection. That's what this next part is about, the proclaiming of the good news. Oh, you who tell good news to Zion, speak out. Get up on the side of a mountain where you can be heard. Lift up your voice and tell everyone, look, God is coming. Yes, there are scary times ahead. The darkness surrounds us, and sometimes it feels like we are a people who are walking in darkness, but on us the light will shine. And listen in the music. You can hear one of the most amazing moments in all of music that I know, as you can hear the sun rising and shining out on the people. The sun will rise in the form of God's Son, for to us a child is born.
Dakeva kripo nononi, me dahilo, dahi kohinolo, tatakuksolo. Dito kripo dega atoni, baba tuitase, tatawile, dasu tatakukso, do dasu yua tatakukso, nila.
Thank you. This time of year, we have a lot happening in the life of our community. I would direct you to our Get Involved page to see more about what is going on that you might be interested in participating in. We are recruiting new volunteers to serve coffee hour. So if you feel especially called to a ministry of hospitality in that way, please speak with Pastor Ronnie or with Mimi Linares. We will have some new Sunday school classes beginning in January, including a new membership class. If you are interested in pursuing or exploring membership at North Shore, please speak with Pastor David. If after the Christmas showcase you are full of the Christmas spirit, but there wasn't enough celebrating for you, I invite you to join in the last posada of the season, which will take place at Manuel Sinchi's house at 4:30 p.m., and the address is in the bulletin. As we mentioned previously, this can be a difficult time of year for folks. So if you are interested in coming to a prayer service that is for sitting in the darkness and sitting with the many griefs and woes that we experience at this time, we will have that on Wednesday at 7 o'clock. Finally, the Karen New Year celebration will be taking place after our joint Christmas Eve morning worship next Sunday. However, Karen New Year is actually today, so I would like to wish a very happy New Year to those who are celebrating. Now we will transition to our time of offerings. Please give as you feel led.
Thank you.
creator of all things and giver of every joyful gift, we thank you for these gifts. Help us to use them to serve the coming of your kingdom, and help us to remember that everything we have, of which these gifts are just a portion, that everything we have is dedicated to you in our lives. Amen. You may be seated. Now we finally get to the Christmas part. And there's this remarkable little bit of, I don't know quite what to call it, it's like a theater miracle that happens in this part of Messiah. This part of the piece asks you to play a little bit of make-believe, a little bit of pretend. Pretend it's an opera for a minute, with characters instead of singers. There were shepherds in the fields at night, is the story, and an angel appeared to them and says, "Don't be afraid, for I'm bringing you good news." And she tells, the angel tells them about the birth of Jesus. And suddenly it says, with that one angel, there's a whole army of heavenly angels praising God and singing glory to God in the highest heaven and peace on earth. So imagine it like this. This is the make-believe I want to invite you. Our singer's going to come out and she's going to sing the part of the angel, the main first angel. And then the choir is going to stand and they're going to play the part of the heavenly host, of the heavenly army of angels singing glory to God. And you have a part too. Remember the story. The heavenly host sings to the shepherds. And in this moment, you become the shepherds. You become the first people to hear the good news, right? The shepherds are the first people that hear the good news. And they're everyday people. They're not fancy kings or emperors or foreign visitors with magic in their pockets. They're the everyday people, the fringe people. And you're playing their part. You're the first to hear the good news. Imagine what that must have been like. And in your own life, what is it like when you first hear the good news? In solidarity with the people on the fringes, to be first. And to hear first the invitation, let's go and give our lives as gifts. As you listen to the music, I just want you to imagine that make-believe. What if we're the shepherds?
Tata wisetu ni mira muku glu lo atito muku glu Gabriela ata katu le pokwa tuti pa wato ni tata wi kwaye ni lo atito muku glu kele kesi kubitu to le pemenya do tui taset kura to ni lo mimi le pwe tit pa du ni mira pokwa tuti pa pole a popu ya puti pole sotni tit pa le pole a nahuba tata puso sukde tit pa ni lo w.
Oh.
Please stand as you're able to receive the benediction. Oh, my siblings, my sisters, my brothers, rejoice greatly, for one is coming and now is at hand that will remind us again that God loves the world, that God pervades everything. Take comfort, because God, who created the universe, rests and abides with you every moment. Amen and amen.
Se queda, pues lo van a ocupar aquí.
Ni yo. Uno, dos, uno, dos. Hello, hello. Hola, uno, dos. Buenos días, buenos días.
The chairs are fine, or you got them?